are Locked On Giants, your daily San Francisco Giants podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Ben Caspick, and I am thrilled to be with you again today. On this show, we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday, approximately 15 to 20 minutes in length, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also simple, passionate, and accessible to all. Coming up on today's show, we're going to do a continuation of our conversation yesterday when we started to review the 2020 season for the San Francisco Giants from a numbers perspective. So yesterday we looked at the offense and we promised you that we would come back and talk about whether or not the Giants were in fact the most improved offensive team, which was my guess. And so we'll provide those updates for you. Were the Giants in fact the most improved team? And then we're also going to look at the Giants pitching. Look at the numbers, starters, relievers, individuals who stood out, how it compared to the rest of the league. Before we get into it, a little bit about me. I've been a contributor for the baseball analysis sites Beyond the Box Score and Fangraphs as a Rotographs contributor. I started a Giants podcast called Covecast in 2015 and then joined the Locked On Podcast Network prior to the 2019 season. I'm also a lifelong diehard Giants fan. When you need red wine at 4 p.m., sushi at 9 p.m., a breakfast burrito at 8 a.m., and ibuprofen at 10 a.m., Postmate it. Postmates is your personal food delivery, grocery delivery, whatever kind of delivery service all year round. Anything you're craving, Postmates can deliver. They're the largest on-demand network in the U.S. and offer delivery from all the restaurants, grocery and convenience stores, and traditional retailers you could possibly want or need. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Postmates will bring you what you need within the hour. No more trips to the store. You don't even have to know where the store is. Postmates will deliver anything to you. Download the app for iOS or Android for free. Browse local restaurants and businesses and track your delivery in real time. For a limited time, Postmates is giving our listeners $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. To start your free deliveries, download the app and use code LOCKEDON. That's code LOCKEDON for $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days when you download the Postmates app. Anything you need, anytime you need it, Postmate it. Download Postmates and save with code LOCKEDON. All right, so before we talk about the Giants pitching in 2020, I do want to follow up on the conversation we had yesterday in which I speculated that the Giants were probably the most improved offensive team in MLB, but didn't have the evidence to back it up. And I promised I would do that research, and I did. And what I found was that, in fact, the Giants were the majors' most improved offensive team by this all-encompassing weighted runs created plus metric. Now, it might sound like a mouthful, weighted runs created plus, but basically what it's doing is just looking at the value of your offensive contributions, properly weighting the different types of hits, a single versus a double versus a triple versus a homer versus a walk, etc. And then it scales. Oh, and then it also adjusts for park effects, which is crucial when you're looking at a team like the Giants or the Rockies or something where their park has a big influence on offense. And this number then boils it down so that 100 is set to be the league average offensive contributor. And anything above or below 100 is that percent above or below average. So anyway, in 2019, Giants hitters, not including pitchers, were 12% below average overall. And then in 2020, Giants hitters, which didn't include pitchers because of the DH, universal DH this year, were 14% above average. So that was a 26% improvement. And that was the largest improvement from 2019 to 2020 of any team in baseball. Number two was the Padres, who improved 22% offensively. So anyway, it was good to see that that was the case, and it's obviously very significant. But what was also significant, I wanted to look at their home improvement because I knew that they did get dramatically better at home. And we talked yesterday about how the Giants' improvement at home could not be explained simply by saying, okay, the dimensions of the ballpark changed a little bit and they covered up the walls, the archways where air normally flows through. And so a lot of people have been saying that explains the Giants' offensive improvement. But we talked about yesterday how the Giants got 50% better at home, which is just a huge change, as we'll see in a second, whereas their opponents only improved by 6% offensively. So it doesn't at all make any sense that the Giants would see such a huge improvement and their opponents would not, if it was explained by changes to the ballpark. And so what we actually saw was just the Giants got better, and something like their hitters got better, period. So in terms of greatest improvement at home in this weighted runs created plus metric, where 100 equals league average, the Giants in 2019 were 19% below average, and the Giants in 2020 were 31% above average. So that 50% improvement was just far and away the greatest improvement at home of any team in baseball this year. The Padres were second at a 37% improvement. So the Giants 13% greater improvement than the next closest team at home. But it's just completely staggering how much the Giants improved, and it just kind of affirms what they did by indicating that they were, in fact, the majors' most improved offensive team. So we all saw it. I think in the national media, probably people didn't catch wind of this. And I wouldn't expect the average baseball fan or even the average baseball analyst who's paid to be an analyst probably noticed that this happened. And they're just going to assume the Giants are not good again next year and that their hitting will struggle. But we know that was not the case this year, and so much of it is like I'm going to attribute to the new coaching regime, and they clearly were changing the approaches of these hitters. I think at some point, as we move deeper into the offseason, we'll look in a more granular way as to what exactly changed in the offensive profiles of these players to make them so much better. For example, were they hitting the ball in the air more often? Were they hitting the ball hard more often? Like, what exactly fueled the improved offense? Because if we look close enough, we'll find something specific that changed. And I do know for a fact, just to tease it a little bit, that the Giants, over time, since Farhan Zaidi has come in, they've been hitting the ball in the air more than ever before. And that's a big part of it. When you're just hitting ground balls, especially in the era of the shift, ground balls are not good. Best case scenario, you're getting a single on a ground ball, whereas in the air, that's where you get your extra base hits and, of course, your home runs. So we'll look at all that later. But on today's show, we're going to look at the pitchers. I know this whole entire first half, we just talked about these numbers about which team showed the most improvement from 2019 to 20. But in the second half of the show, we'll do a condensed version of what did the Giants pitching look like in 2020? Who specifically stood out positively or negatively? One reason to repair and maintain your cars is to save money that you can then use on more important things like the mortgage or food. Why would you choose to spend 30, 50, 100% more for the exact same auto parts at a chain store or new car dealership? Random example, a fuel pump assembly for a 2005 to 2010 Honda Odyssey costs $353.99 at Advance, which is a big chain store, and $216.79 at rockauto.com. Chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers. RockAuto.com's prices are the same for everybody and are reliably low. Best of all, rockauto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write "Locked On" in their "How did you hear about us" box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. All right, as promised, here in the second half of the show, we're going to talk about the Giants pitching in 2020. Overall, we had a discussion about wins above replacement yesterday, and I think it's going to yield an even more interesting discussion today because we're going to get into some of the specifics about the metrics that FanGraphs uses in its WAR calculation and how, in some ways, it doesn't totally capture what actually happened. But overall, starters and relievers combined, the numbers do look pretty stable. And so that discrepancy between what actually happened and WAR seems to stabilize when we look at the larger sample, which is kind of the point. But overall, the Giants ranked 23rd out of 30 teams with 3.5 wins above replacement from their pitching staff. FanGraphs WAR uses fielding independent pitching, or FIP, as the metric of choice over earned run average. So they're using something other than ERA to make this WAR calculation. But what they ended up doing was posting a 4.64 ERA, which was 18th out of 30 teams. But their fielding independent pitching overall was 16th out of 30 teams. So anyway, when we look at the Giants starting pitchers, that's where it gets a little more interesting. By wins above replacement, which is using fielding independent pitching, the Giants ranked dead even at 15th, right in the middle of the 30 teams in baseball. However, their 4.99 starting pitcher ERA ranked 21st in all of baseball out of 30 teams. So worse than average ERA, despite pitching most of their games in a pitcher-friendly park, or half of their games. So why are they getting the benefit of the wins above replacement number? And that's because the fielding independent pitching was so much better for the Giants. Their starting pitchers ranked 9th in all of baseball in fielding independent pitching. 9th in FIP, 21st in ERA. So a big discrepancy there. And what explains it? Well, they had a really good home run rate. And fielding independent pitching is basically just using strikeouts, walks, and home runs to predict ERA, and it's a pretty good predictor of ERA just using those numbers. So the Giants starters allowed just 1.13 home runs per 9 innings, which was the 5th best in all of baseball. Their 22.5% strikeout rate was 15th in all of baseball, so average, or at least the median, and their 8.7% walk rate was 17th. So league average strikeout rate, league average walk rate roughly, and well above average home run rate. Their starting pitchers stranded only 65% of base runners that they allowed, which was the 3rd worst rate in all of baseball. And this is generally kind of a luck number or a defense number, and you would expect it to be closer to 72% with a larger sample. And so it appears maybe the reason that their ERA is so much higher than their fielding independent pitching is because of this number right here. So it does suggest that they got a little bit unlucky, actually, in this department. So anyway, moving on to the relievers, Giants ranked 25th in terms of WAR by their relief pitchers at -0.6, one of 7 teams with a negative wins above replacement from their relievers. But they did have the 12th best ERA among all relief pitchers, which is kind of a surprising number. I think if you ask the average Giants fan, they would say that the relievers had a bad ERA this year, but actually 12th best in all baseball. Close to average, but a little bit better than average. However, the fielding independent pitching, which is going to explain the negative WAR number, was 22nd out of 30 teams. The relievers allowed 1.29 home runs per 9 innings, which was 16th in baseball, so roughly average or the median. Their 20.9% strikeout rate was 27th out of 30 teams. So among the lowest strikeout rates in baseball. Their 10.1% walk rate was 15th in all of baseball, so average. And their left on base percentage was 71.2%, which is close to that 72% I was saying that most teams and performers will get to with a big enough sample. So that's a perfect illustration of that. The relievers were worse than the starters, yet somehow had a better rate of stranding runners. That just kind of proves the point that it's kind of a luck number. So anyway, looking at the individual performers, I guess we'll start with the reliever since we're there already. Tyler Rogers actually produced the most wins above replacement because his fielding independent pitching was really good at 3.26. His ERA was 4.5, but ERA for relievers, especially in a 60-game season, are not very reliable. And so fielding independent pitching is actually probably a better indicator of talent than ERA here. So everything about Rogers' numbers look pretty good, except for the fact that he didn't do well at stranding the runners that he put on base. And the league hit 345 on balls in play, which does not include home runs. But he did really well at limiting walks. He did really well at limiting home runs. It was just a couple of numbers that we do often associate with luck. Average on balls in play, left on base percentage, he did not do well in those categories. Harleen Garcia had just a 0.49 ERA. Caleb Berger rebounded to have a pretty solid season, ended up with a 4.22 ERA and a 4.08 fielding independent pitching. Sam Selman had a pretty good season. Wandy Peralta came around, ended up with a 3.29 ERA, 4.22 fielding independent pitching. Tony Watson had a good ERA, 2.5, but ended up with peripherals that looked worse. Giants did not get much out of Rico Garcia. Sam Coonrod had a 9.82 ERA. Peripherals were better, but still just a disastrous overall performance when you look at actual results. Trevor Gott was the worst among anybody. Negative 1.1 wins above replacement, 10.03 ERA, 11.93 fielding independent pitching. Tons of home runs, tons of walks, and not that many strikeouts. Looking at the starters, they only had 8 of them pitch this year, which is kind of a big deal, including Caleb Berger, who had 1 inning as a starter that game that he was used as an opener. Jeff Samardzija made 4 starts, and they were overall very bad, 9.72 ERA with a 9.01 fielding independent pitching. His strikeout, walk, and home run rate were all around the same at around 3 strikeouts per 9 innings, 3 walks per 9 innings, and 3 home runs per 9 innings. Actually, 3.78 home runs per 9 innings. So obviously, we're looking at a small sample, but if Samardzija was just average, they probably would have made the postseason, even in just those 4 starts. He really hurt them. But they were pretty stable with Gausman, Smiley, Tyler Anderson, Logan Webb, Johnny Cueto, Trevor Cahill, as basically the only guys who really made consistent starts. Kevin Gausman was far and away the best contributor for the Giants, 1.6 wins above replacement, 3.62 ERA, 2.94 fielding independent pitching. Great strikeout rate, kept the ball in the ballpark pretty well, and didn't really issue walks. Just an overall excellent performance by Gausman in 2020. Smiley was really good too, but only in 21 and a third innings. 3.80 ERA looks a little inflated next to a 1.79 fielding independent pitching. Phenomenal strikeout rate like Gausman, just great numbers across the board. Tyler Anderson was solid. I would say he was close to league average in 54 innings, which really provided some value. League average is not a bad thing. Logan Webb really underperformed his peripherals, meaning he had a pretty nice 4.14 fielding independent pitching, but a 5.73 ERA. So that can be explained by a 3.45 average on balls in play and just a 60% left on base percentage, meaning he only stranded 60% of his runners, which is much worse than we would expect in a bigger sample. Johnny Cueto had the worst ERA of his career, but his fielding independent pitching was about a run better. So maybe we could expect him to be a little bit better next season. Trevor Cahill was pretty solid in the starting rotation and out of the bullpen as well. Anyway, that is all the time we have for today. Remember, to get this show every weekday, you need to hit that subscribe button if you haven't done so already. Maybe we'll do a Q&A tomorrow, so look out for that on Twitter. Really looking forward to getting that back to being a weekly routine. Once again, my name is Ben Kaspic. You can follow me on Twitter at Ben Kaspic. That's K-A-S-P-I-C-K. Thank you so much for listening, and until then, we'll see you next time.